is not a member of the NPT and possesses and continues to threaten the use of nuclear weapons in the region. Israeli regime invokes a treaty to which itself is not a member. While Israel is not a member of the NPT and continues its clandestine unlawful nuclear program, which is a big obstacle to the realization of a Middle East zone free from nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction, the Islamic Republic of Iran is a full-fledged member of all treaties banning weapons of mass destruction and hosts the most robust and comprehensive inspections under the IAEA safeguard agreements. The Israeli regime's last week position and abusing the rule of consensus well proves who jeopardizes peace and stability in the region and who is the obstacle to realization of a Middle East zone free of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction. Before expressing insincere and hypocritical concern over Iran's peaceful and under comprehensive supervisions and inspections, Israel should eliminate all its nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction, join the NPT as a non-nuclear party, and then let itself in a position to express concerns over my country's lawful and legitimate activities. The Israeli regime, having a long history of significant instability, involvement in nefarious activities in the region, and a dark record of flagrantly flouting international law and violating General Assembly and Security Council resolutions, is not in a position to express concern over Iran's legitimate and peaceful activities and preach others in this regard. Iran's activities related to its missile and space programs are fully in compliance with its legitimate rights and commitments under international law. I would like to emphasize once again that Iran's missile activities are entirely peaceful, in line with its defense program, and have not been designed for hostile purposes. It should be added that my country's missile program is fully defensive and it's not been designed to carry nuclear warheads. Possessing all types of weapons of mass destruction, the Israeli regime continues to jeopardize peace and security in the region and beyond while brazenly defying constant international calls to join legally binding international instruments banning WMDs. As such, the regime continues to seriously hamper the establishment of a nuclear-free zone in the Middle East, as proposed by Iran in 1974. It is regrettable that our collective efforts to establish a nuclear weapon-free zone in the Middle East that was first initiated by Iran in 1974 remains blocked by the Israeli regime as part of their active support for the real source of WMD proliferation in the region. The regime attempts to portray Iran's conventional weapon capabilities for its exclusively peaceful nuclear program, one that is under the most robust verification by the IAEA, as a challenge to regional stability. This is a hypocritical move to distract from the real danger this regime poses to the international and regional peace and security, particularly through its nuclear weapon arsenals, as well as its clandestine and unsafeguarded nuclear installations and activities. The Israeli regime has taken advantage of every opportunity to threaten the use of force against other UN member states. Mr. President, distinguished delegates, now that I have the floor, I take the opportunity and draw the conference attention to the ongoing catastrophic situation in Gaza. The world is yet again witnessing another unprecedented terrorist and criminal acts committed by the Israeli regime in full impunity against the innocent Palestinian people in the Gaza Strip, in violation of the most basic principles of Charter of the United Nations, international law, and international humanitarian law. Regretfully, since October 2023, the regime, backed by some of its Western allies, has slaughtered more than 35,000, of which two-thirds are women and children. The mass killing of more than 35,000 innocent people has no justification, and that's why this regime continues to resort to every attempt to divert the attentions from the heinous crimes it's been committing in occupied territories. What is happening in Gaza and Rafah now is, by all indications, a clear example of crimes against humanity, war, crime, and genocide by the Israeli regime, and shall be seriously and urgently dealt with by the relevant international judicial forums. I thank you, Mr. President.
I would like to thank His Excellency, the representative of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And now I give the floor to the representative of the People's Republic of Korea. Please proceed.